Chapter 2. The Time of Searching. Everybody who delves deeper into the life of Thomas Butter will find that this man, both a human being and an entrepreneur, grew stronger only by overcoming crises. In dealing with his business crisis, we see how 19-year-old Butter overcame his personal crisis at the same time. There is a change in views and change in character. What are the characteristics of this change? Butter realized that business is not easy, that it is not a private affair, and that the question of business survival derives from the service to others. He was not yet able to do always more than words, deeds. At that time, he started producing and selling his Butter very cheap light canvas shoes, so cheap that anybody could wear them. There are no direct records about Thomas Butter's view of his period of his business education. How did he deal with mental struggles in which, as the notes found after his death indicate, was entangled with the spirit of a young, unusually talented and passionately feeling man? What were the struggles which transformed the worshipper and reader of Russian philosopher of passive simplicity into a man of iron will? What urges caused young Thomas Butter to abandon his dreams about simple, isolated life of a farmer and to plunge with all his heart into the industrial work, broad and noisy markets of the whole world? We do not know. All his document speeches, which are being published on the following pages, show already mature, well-balanced man who knows his road and his goal, man who does not quiver even in the mightiest of storms and confusions of nations, in which all civilized mankind has been tossed about during the past 20 years. When was Butter's idea of self-management born, and why? Only one of his occasional speeches gives a distant answer of this most significant question. In it he says, "In America, I like the better and more equal relationship between worker and employer. I am a master, you are master. I am businessman, you are businessman. I wished that such way of life would also pervade us here in Zlin. I wished that we would all become equal, somehow. In the world of business and industry, one cannot survive simply with wants and wishes, especially when in 1908 his brother died and the direction of business remained in the sole hands of Thomas Butter. Every single day one can demonstrate that people want income, banks want interest, and customers want shoes. The ideals which are not manifested in money and success are of interest to no one. It is therefore necessary to give people work, money, and shoes first, and more of it than anybody else could. In the meantime, the war came. Legends are being told about Butter's wealth acquired during the war. Never was this diligent, honest, and extremely deliberate businessman closer to his fall as right after the war, and as in consequence of the war. The two factory buildings of Butter Enterprise were in 1914 placed under military supervision and must bear the break in leadership authority, where the last word belongs to military organs. From the war they emerge with four factory buildings full of machines which are mostly unsuitable for the new civilian production. There is, of course, also a huge liability and a small asset. Liability is the enormous debt of the old broken state which did not pay for its goods, and the concurrent duty to pay heavy taxes and property rates to the new state. The only asset were the people, the same people whose transfer from the army to production saved their lives and whose health was preserved and maintained through the factory provisions. These are the assets with which Thomas Butter started again, fighting the economic crisis, poverty, and opposition from the left and right. He put through the implementation of his youthful dream about self-management of work. His was the giant effort aimed towards establishing the economic engine of human society on firm and reliable tracks, and securing it with energy and fuel so it could run and serve. Let us note how this period of struggles and searching reflected in Butter's public speeches.